Did you inherit $1 million from your grandparent, or are you about to become wealthy from someone else's hard work? If you say yes to these questions, this show is not for you. You, the hardworking, committed, and ambitious professional who have a 9-to-5 corporate job or a 12-hour shift worker keeping the assembly line running. Perhaps you run your gig as a freelancer, or maybe you run a small business. You are in the right place. Welcome to the Career Evangelist Podcast, where you get your weekly tips, ideas, strategies, and inspiration to find purpose in what you do so you can build a career you are passionate about and live a fulfilled life. Here is your host, Bola Alabi.
Hey everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of the Career Evangelist Podcast. I'm so glad to have you guys join me here today. And today is a special one because I have my friend, my very good friend, Ife Thompson, is joining us today. Ife is the co-founder and CEO of Seeds2Trees.Africa. And basically what it does is that he's helping entrepreneurs, creatives in Africa to raise funds so that they can bring their entrepreneurship dream, they can make it come true. So he's helping them with funds, he's connecting donors with entrepreneurs, business owners. And I think that's a fantastic thing to do. So today we'll be talking with Ife, asking questions to get more information about what he does and to see how more people can plug in so that they can take advantage of Seeds to Trees, what he has to offer. So this is all about crowdfunding, if you ask me. Anyway, without keeping you guys waiting any further, I'm going to bring my guest in today. Ife, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
Awesome. I'm glad to have you. I think I saw you about 2-3 weeks ago in church. So how are you doing, man?
Not bad, actually. Can't complain. Cool. To be thankful for the weather. Thankful for everything.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what you do, especially relating to Seeds to Tree. What is Seeds to Tree? What is it all about? I want you to explain it to my listeners so that they can know more about what you do.
Yeah, sure. Seeds to Tree is actually a passion project. And basically what it is a crowdfunding platform specifically targeted towards content and activities in Africa. So it's pretty much in two parts. We have the African parts of things, which is the innovative entrepreneurship activity. And then we have the funding part, which is kind of trying to tap into the African diaspora, especially, and also the rest of the world. So almost creating a bridge between the resources of the African diaspora and other parts of the world to Africa, and also helping to create activities that would enable the reduction of unemployment across the continent.
Yeah, that's good. Reduction of unemployment. I know, especially where I came from, Nigeria, unemployment is quite high right now. And I believe that if we can build more businesses in Africa, definitely it's going to help to put more people in a job and, of course, consequently help to reduce unemployment. So that's a lofty goal, if you ask me. I know what you are doing is to diversify and democratize access to capital. You want to provide more funding to African businesses. Let me ask you, why Africa specifically?
Obviously, when you try to solve a problem, you go to where the problem is. And like you rightly said, in Nigeria, I think unemployment is about 33%, and underemployment is even much higher. And now you can then shift that to pretty much every African country there is, going from the north of the continent all the way to the south, to the east, to the west. You know, the problem is the same. Unemployment, especially youth on the unemployment and underemployment. So one of the things that, you know, the theme is to diversify and also democratize. The diversification is in the context is that, you know, typically as an entrepreneur, if you want to access capital, you need to go to a bank or you look for an investor. And the issue with that is, you know, they're limited institutionalized, they're also bureaucratic. So it's just creating this crowdfunding, just create another option for, you know, a budding entrepreneur, somebody with a creative idea, to also get access to capital. And the democratization bit is really where, from the word crowdfunding, you know, you pitch your idea to a group of people, a crowd of people, and the decision is made collectively, consensus or diversing or divergent views. But ultimately, it's not just based on one bank manager. It's not just based on one fund manager, but a group of people. It might not work for everybody, but people that work for, they can always support you. And that's where the democratization comes in.
Oh, that's great. So basically, the potential entrepreneur or whoever needs a fund, they'll come on your platform, they'll pitch their ideas, and it will be open to everyone. They will read everything that they put down, and people can make their judgment, they can make their decision based on reading whatever they have posted, and they can decide, hey, I'm gonna support this business, or eh, maybe this time around I'm not supporting. Is that the way it works?
Yes, pretty much. You know, we all have biases, we all have diverging views. You know, 10 of us might see a project listed on the website. 10 or 5 of us might like it, 5 of us might not. You know, the 5 of us that like it, we can still act. And the 5 of us that don't, we can look elsewhere. So that's pretty much the principle behind it, really. And one of the other things which we try and do is just to make sure that there's visibility with the person putting the projects on, so that you know, the initial barrier of not knowing who you're dealing with, we try and mitigate that by ensuring that the project owner, the guy with the idea or the lady with the idea, has enough information about themselves up front.
So I always like to simplify things so that people will have a good understanding of what we are doing. You mentioned bank, and of course, if people go to banks to go ask for loans, of course, bank they will collect interest, right? I think the interest rate, we all know what's going on all around the world right now. The interest rate in the US is about 5.25%. In Nigeria, for example, that interest rate may be in the double digits, maybe 15%, 20% or higher, depending on which bank you go to. Six to three. If, and I'm asking, let's say someone wants to put their they want to raise fund through 6to3. I know it's crowdfunding, but we want to hear from you. Are there fees that they are going to pay? Are there maybe expenses that this entrepreneur is expected to, you know, pay before they join before they come on your platform to raise fund?
No. So the crowdfunding is the platform is open to everybody in Africa, or at least targeting activities in Africa. So all you have to do is create an account, create your profile, list your project, and obviously provided that you meet all the criteria. We have some criteria, you know, i.e. particular projects you can fund or you cannot fund. You cannot use as a charity means. Maybe to raise for medical expenses, to raise for school fees, you know, things like that. It's really geared towards creative entrepreneurship activity. So anybody with an idea of sort based in Africa can go on a platform and enlist. And that's all there is to it. But however, though, if you're successful in raising funds, we do have a tiny percentage of the funds you raise to cover our administrative efforts. You know, which is about 5%. So we hold that back to be able to enhance, you know, the funds transfer, all the other sort of, you know, machines that like keep the system going.
Oh, that's good.
And other than that, nothing else.
Okay, so I think you listed, you were talking about the requirements or maybe criteria for raising funds. You said people cannot just come there and raise funds for maybe medical needs or maybe for school educational purposes. What are other criteria that you want to share so that people will know, hey, these are the things that Seeds2Tree is looking for?
So, well, first of all, what we're not looking for is also criminal activities as well. You cannot raise money to facilitate any kind of crime, be it in the homeland or overseas. You know, it has to be, again, viable, honest entrepreneurship activities. And we also have on the platform, we have different categories, which different, we've kind of had a broad category, which we imagine projects would fall under, be it agribusiness, you know, film and skits, technology, ICT, fun, you know, just, you just have to go on the platform, look at what criteria best matches your project, and then you can select the criteria you want or the category you want to enlist under.
Great. So apart from Nigeria, what are some other Africa countries that Seeds2Tree has some presence or maybe that awareness that, hey, there's a platform out there where people, entrepreneurs can go raise funds to fund their business?
So currently we cover 26 countries ranging from Zimbabwe to Malawi, to Egypt, to Nigeria, to Kenya, to Liberia, you know, pretty much across the whole continent. But currently, as I said, we're limited to 26 countries. The aim is to eventually cover all African countries, 55 of the countries, including South Sudan as well. So we look forward to that.
Oh, that's awesome. So what are your targets? And I want to understand, maybe you have some short-term targets, long-term targets as you continue to grow this platform.
So the short-term target really is just to get the ecosystem, the entrepreneurial ecosystem in Africa going by supplying, you know, limited but still, you know, valuable funds to the grassroots, with the hope of creating or stimulating an ecosystem of growth and entrepreneurship activity, creativity, which then kind of creates an opportunity for the long-term goal, which is for African and diaspora and also other people in the world to be able to pull their resources into a seed fund to then start investing in all those projects that have been viable, that have demonstrated honesty, that have kind of tested the market, you know, proven the concepts, that have also gained traction in the market, to then be able to use that seeds funds for further growth.
Okay. So I know you are passionate about business and you are in this to help entrepreneurs to raise funds so that they can build their businesses. I know that's your main drive. So now let's think about Africa. What do you think, in your opinion, are some of the obstacles or challenges that business people that they face in growing and building successful business in Africa?
There are many, but I will go into two of the main ones that I see at the forefront. The first one is the access to capital.
Yeah.
Not just capital, but cheap capital. And the second one is also the education, the business education. And I think those two are what we're also hoping to target with our platform as well. And if you permit me to kind of expatiate on the access to capital bit, you know, one of the reasons why we're trying to democratize, you know, access to capital through crowdfunding is so that you don't really have to go to a bank. You don't really have to even know a bank manager to be able to raise funds. You don't always have to be part of the elite few that accesses, you know, venture capital. And also venture capital or bank that is not free. It's not free money. You know, you have to work hard. There are collaterals. there, either you give away a sizable portion of your business upfront to even be able to attract venture capital. So all of those things are, you know, one of the reasons why we're trying to create more options. In some cases, in fact, in most cases, more options are favorable to the person with the creative idea.
That's so good. So are there any like limits, funding limits that people should be aware of? And what I mean by that is that, let's say my business, I need about $100,000 to start my business. Can I still come to Six to Threes, or you are only focusing on certain size of businesses?
Yeah, that's a good question. But there are no funding limits per se, but the funding rounds are incremental. So we cap every funding rounds at $5,000 or equivalent, in the sense that even your business might need $1,000, that's $100,000, but you have to be able to divide the business needs into incremental $5,000 store portions, in the sense that you are able to deliver something with the first phase of $5,000. You show your deliverables, you show your achievements, then you raise another $5,000. You show your achievements, you show your progress, then you raise another $5,000. Even though it's a bit long-winded, but at least each stage, you're learning, you're building trust, and you're also demonstrating progress overall.
Oh, that's awesome. So basically, you would like to see results that, hey, if we fund your business, at least go do something and show us what you accomplished with the funding that you received. So that's very good. So what do you think, what do you see as the future of Seeds to Threes generally in Africa?
I'm really hoping that Seeds to Threes can go mainstream and also become like the grassroots access to capital mechanism for Africa as a whole. So in the sense that it kind of mitigates the risks for investors, it mitigates the risks for even the project owners of them not putting too much effort into something that doesn't really have a market. So it also hopefully serves as a means of visibility for all the creative and talent across the continent.
So today, how many, if you don't mind, if you can give us an estimate of the number of projects or number of businesses that are currently being funded, that are currently receiving fund on your platform?
So historically, we've had about, you know, 20 or close to 20 projects that have raised funds to some extent or the other. But as we're currently operating in stealth mode to just be able to test on the technical side or, you know, being able to transfer the funds. So right now we're not mainstream, but as we're pushing in on the marketing front to now become mainstream, we just make sure that we've tested all the various increments of our platform to make sure that there are no bugs and there are also no impediments to us going up in scale.
So what's your target for going, using your word, mainstream or going live, so to speak?
Well, in terms of project numbers?
No, in terms of going mainstream, you say right now you are testing and fixing some bugs. So I want to understand when do you plan? And the reason is this, if someone out there want to go on your Seeds to Threes today, can they start receiving fund? Can they post their project, or you are still working behind the scene, at the background, fixing some stuff on your platform?
The platform is up and running. We used the first quarter of 2023. Like I said, you know, we're operating in stealth mode to be able to deal with, you know, and parts of 2022 as well, to be able to deal with, you know, any issues that might come up with low level projects. But now we've been able to achieve, you know, near 100% success in terms of project enlistment, project funding, and funds transfer. So now moving into Q2 of 2023 and onwards is now where we decide that it's time to go mainstream And that's where we're going to be putting all our efforts.
That's awesome. So as we are wrapping up, I want to ask, are there things that maybe we've not touched on that you would like my listeners to know about Seeds to Trees?
I think for the platform, really, it's a bridge between two communities. Again, the African-based community and the diaspora-based community. So it's just to know that everybody has a part to play. You know, if you're African or you have African interests in mind and you're based in the diaspora, you have a part to play. If you're based in Africa and you have creative ideas, you also have a part to play. So to just know that we all need each other, we all need to connect, and we all need to work together to create a successful Africa.
So finally, where can people find you? I guess you want to leave your website, or if you have any social media handle, you can also leave that so that we can broadcast it and share it so that my listeners can connect.
Yes, we are. Our website, obviously, it's that's the main platform, and that's www.seeds2trees.africa, and that's where the platform is actually cited. And also personally, you can find me on Facebook, and also I'm on Instagram and on Twitter as well.
Perfect. So any parting message that you want to, I always like my guests, you know, to motivate my listeners. So maybe in 1 minute, what can you share with people, especially those that want to consider the entrepreneurship route to, you know, build their source of income? What can you share with them?
All I can say is that entrepreneurship is a marathon and not a sprint. You know, you've got to strategize for the long term and not just for the short term. That's my advice.
Thank you very much, Ife. It's nice having you. And
it's a pleasure.
At the end. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.